Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, Coach. Welcome to the podcast today. Before we jump in, I would like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Bar none. They are awesome. They rock. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Those machines are sturdy. They will not break down. They were like my old Explorer. They would run. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's your one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's unlike anything out there. You know, you can join all these other courses, but I'm guarantee you don't get their cell phone number. You don't get one-on-one calls. You don't get, you know, hey, Tuesday, I need to call with you. That's what makes teachhoops.com different. We have everything you need to become a better basketball coach. Doesn't matter if you're youth, doesn't matter if you're high school, doesn't matter if you're college. We're here to help. We're here to mentor you through this great journey we call coaching. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
You know, I know.
I know. Okay, go ahead. That's why I sent it to you. So I hope you don't mind that. Like,
not at all. Not
okay,
at
what
all.
What does James think of this? I was happy. I thought it was good. Like, all
no,
right.
No, it was very good. Okay. I was happy too.
Okay.
I'm going to do some more looking at that too. But anyways, so you know how you have the 5-on-4 drill or 5-on-5 drill? This drill right here, can you see that?
I can't. Your camera's off. And
my camera's off?
Yeah. And are you talking about funnel down?
Yeah, funnel down.
Let me go grab my binder and I'll be right back. Hold on.
Why is my camera off? There you go.
I thought you left the camera off because it was early morning and you didn't.
No. I didn't realize it was off.
I figured, oh, maybe he's having one of those mornings. Okay. Yeah. Yes. 5-on-4. Yes.
Yeah. You see this drill? 5-on-5. Yes. 5-on-4. Yes. You know all that.
Yes.
Okay. So my question to you is, so let's go through it.
The 5-on-5 or the 5-on-4?
Yeah. Do you have your board?
Okay. Go ahead. Shoot away.
So if you put the four guys down there that come out to five guys, or if it's 5-on-5, yeah, you know how you have them all down in the
here.
Key? Yeah. And yep. Then you have the five guys on the perimeter.
Yep.
Okay. So my question is, when they come out, can you kind of show it?
So here, and then you won't be able to see the ones inside, but yes.
Okay. Just put the guys out. Pretend like the ball's already in the middle.
Okay, so the ball's here.
Can you bring up your board a little bit higher?
Yeah. Yes.
Now I can see it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the ball's in the middle. The two defenders on those guys on the at the wings, they should be in deny?
Yes.
Okay. Then
now if you're doing funnel, like we want to push him. The hard part is it's in the middle, so we're probably going to try to push him this way. We want to push him left. If it's close, we push him left.
Correct. And then you have the other two in deny, and then you other have the other two in help.
Well, yeah, this one is up to, you're not denying because you don't want him to turn the corner. You're up in here.
See, that's what I need.
You're in denial over here. Because once it's once it starts going left, this one's got to help and then recover. Because then it can go here. And then if he drives again, this one's got to help and then recover.
Okay, so that's my question. The guy, okay, where are you pushing the, where's the ball? I'm
ball's right here.
And if the ball's there, shouldn't we be pushing him over to that? To that sideline.
Well,
to the
side I was saying, ball. If it's in the middle, if it's in the middle and it's close, we want to push him left.
Okay, and then if it's in the middle, where's the positioning of our guys that are directly next to that guy in the middle?
Yep. So ball is so X is he has the ball, and I'm defending him. Actually, right. Here's offense. I'm defending him, so I'm pushing him this way. So there's another offensive player there, an offensive player there, an offensive player there, an offensive player there. Let's just say they're all, we're playing five out. Okay. So I can hear myself. So this person is here. He has to be able to stop the drive and be able to get out. So this even more on the top than on the side, we just don't want him to get in here. So he's got to help and then he's got to be able, so he's got to slow him enough. Yep. So we're pushing him this way. And so we want him to kick here. So then this defender is here. Because let's say he drives and he stops him. He's going to kick it here. Well, he's going to come out EBF, ear, butt, feet, and he's going to push him this way, right? He's going to funnel him that way. Well, okay. This one's got to help and be able to recover.
So he's already in that position.
Yep. Yep. And it's high hands. He's got to look like a condor kind of thing, really wide and
big. Okay, what about the guy on the other side? Show me where the other guy's on
this
the other
guy
side.
this guy is well, if the ball is here and it's in the middle and he's just kind of dribbling it down, we're not letting him catch it, and then this guy can be all the way over here because he's not going to skip from here to here.
No So you got a help side down low. But okay, so see that position.
And as soon as this ball goes from here to here, this guy can come back down here. Then he should have a foot in the paint.
Okay, where's the top defender now? Once the ball goes to the wing,
here he's in the same. He's opposite of him. So the ball's here. Then this one should be down. He's not going to let it come back out. He's got to deny this.
Okay. See, that's the problem I'm having. When do you deny? When
once
are you?
Once the ball gets to a side, you deny the reversal.
Okay.
So all you told me to put the ball in the middle. Put the ball in here. If we'd have started here, he would have denied this initially.
What about the guy in the corner?
This guy?
Yeah.
He's not going to deny because we already got it on the side. We want it on the side.
So that guy's not in denial.
He's got to help. Because he's funneling him down to the corner. Ideally, we want to get him down here and maybe trap or make him take a jumper in this area right in here.
Okay, so the guy there, the only denials, this is the question, where are the denials occurring?
Yep, denials are occurring from the wings on reversals.
Wings on reversals.
Yep, now if the ball's in the corner, we're not going to let him pass it back out here either, right? So if he comes out, he's going to sit on his ear. And so it's that EBF again. He's going to push him this way, but we're not going to let him pass. We want to try to deny this pass.
Then I was teaching those guys wrong yesterday. Okay. So when the ball gets there, we're going to make, so I'm just going to tell them today, we're going to make some adjustments to the defense.
Yep. So the wing, we don't want it to reverse to the top. The corner, we don't want it to reverse to the wing because we want to keep it on this side.
Got it. Okay.
Now,
okay. Okay.
What we will give them is if this, and this is going to be the defender's problem, is we'll give them the skip because we'll be able to get back out and then we can funnel the other way.
Okay. Let's go back to the guy in the corner.
Yep.
That guy. Okay. What's the positioning once the ball is there in the corner?
Yep. So the offense is here. He is coming. So the defender was here, was helping, and now he's going to recover and he's going to push this way. The other offensive player is here. He's going to sit here and deny because he's going to sit on him and force him that way.
Okay.
So he's going to deny him reverse. The guy up top, this guy is like that skip is, he shouldn't be able to see that anyway, but he's going to sit down here in the help. Everyone else is in the pain at that point.
Okay. All right. Can you test me? I want to see. I got this. So let's go back to the ball at the top.
Yep. Ball's here.
Okay. We're going to try to move him to the left.
Yep.
So then
ideally, they're not ever doing this. We don't want them to do that. We want them to bring it up here or up here.
The only reason I have it in the middle is because of your, see where the drill is.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, okay, let's pretend we're going the other way. Okay, so just so I understand, let's say that the guy's pushing him over towards your right.
Over here?
Yeah. So okay. We got the ball at the top, we're pushing to the right.
Yep.
Have the ball up at the top again.
Ball's here.
Yeah, but we're moving him to the right. So
the ball is over here. So now we're funneling here.
This guy's still in help, right?
This guy is in help because he's funneling this way. Yep.
Okay. Then we have our other guys in help side.
But now once we do that, then we don't want him to be able to come back, and we don't want the ball to go back this way. So we're not going to deny, but we're going to sit up a little higher than we would if the ball is over here.
We're not in denial here?
No, because we've already got him on the side of a court.
Okay, so what's that guy right there at the elbow doing? Where is he? What's his position?
He's in the helpline.
But what?
Because imagine this guy's dribbling. He's bringing the ball up, and he's dribbling, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, we're funneling him this way. He's not going to dribble to the right and throw over his shoulder.
Got it. So
we don't want it to come back this side, but you know, he's not going to be way down here. He's going to be like at the elbow. He's going to be semi-denial is what I would say. Not denial. He's not denying, but
he's kind of in the middle, area right there.
Yes.
Okay. And then let's say the ball gets to, and then that guy is where? Oh, that guy is.
Yeah, this guy is down in here because great. You skip it over here. Then we're going to come out. We're going to funnel you down. And we already have the help because this guy's here. This guy's here. He's going to come trap. He's going to sink. Boom.
Got it. Okay. But let's say say the guy at the top is dribbling towards the right.
Yep.
What is the positioning of the guy in that low block? Does he want to be right at the low block there a little bit over? Yeah.
This guy's going to be in here probably.
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
Yep.
And then the weak
ball
side
goes here. Yep.
Yep. So now once that ball gets to that
now wing, we don't let it come back.
Now we're in denial.
So you could, what we do is we use the gutters basically outside the paint area, the gutters, right? Once it gets outside of this because once it's on one side of the lane or not, we don't let it reverse back to the other side.
Okay. And then let's say the ball goes to that corner.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now we're in deny back.
Yep. That person's going to deny the reversal. He's going to come out, close out, no three, push this way. Hopefully we can get a double here and then everyone sinks because all these people should be back. Like the top guy should be back here in the paint.
Okay. So, all right. That's good. I got that. All right. Now let's do the next drill. The next drill is we're going, the five guys out, and then now we have four guys. I want to see what the rotations look like there.
So you only have four defenders. Well, we're trying to get them to scramble at this point. So the rotations aren't going to be perfect.
Okay. Can you bring up your board?
Yeah. So, yeah. Where's the ball?
Right there in the middle.
Okay. So it makes a pass.
Okay. So we have our defenders. Okay. Our defenders are where right now when the ball's in the middle? Their position.
We're gonna have somebody on the ball,
right? Okay, but we're moving him to one side.
Yeah.
So that guy's in the help.
Ideally, we'd move him to the left. Yes. Okay.
So this guy is in denial.
So what you would do is you leave the opposite open as much as you can. So if you have four defenders in here and they're coming out and defending, one's gonna come here, one's gonna come here,
right?
One's gonna come ball side, and then this person's gonna have to guard two people.
Right. So here's my question. Wait a minute. So where is the position? Okay, we're moving him towards your left, right?
The left. Yep, over here.
So this guy was, okay, I see the guy in the elbow.
Yep, so you had four guys inside. So you moved one up to guard here.
This guy's being moved. This guy's the guy in the elbow.
This guy's coming out here and kind of actually be sitting right in here.
Yep. And then the other.
This guy would be sitting in here.
Okay. All right, then we're in deny on the right wing guy.
Yep, we would. Now this is a little bit harder because we're in scramble mode at this point. Okay. Hold on, my headphones came off. we're in scramble mode at this point, so causes a little bit of issue in the sense that you don't want to get backdoored. You don't want to get back. You got two guys and one guy defending. So, yes, we normally we would deny that.
Okay.
But we only have one defender to defend two guys. We don't get backdoored here. So they got to sit kind of in here and then look for that steal.
Okay. But he's in deny. That guy on the right wing, he's in deny. Then we've got, okay, this guy right here. Hold up. We have 1, 2, 3.
You only have four defenders.
No. We don't have that. There's four defenders. That's my problem. So you have that one guy. Yeah, there's only four defenders.
So you kind of got to sit in here and kind of semi-deny. But you got to watch this guy so he doesn't backdoor you because the ball is here and he backdoors you. He's going to get a dunk.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was miscounting.
So we're trying to put them at a disadvantage. So the reason we do that drill is to make them kind of adjust their rotations a little bit.
Can you go back up again one more time?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. So once the ball comes out to the middle guy, the fourth guy that doesn't have somebody, the guy that's taking two people.
Yep.
Once the ball comes out to the middle, he's kind of coming up towards the elbow.
Once the ball gets out of the middle, you mean?
No, gets to the middle.
Yes, he's got
to
come up here. Next time we do this, that you want this, I'm going to take you into school and I'll use my magnets. It'll be easier to see. But yes, he comes kind of up here. He's got to defend two. The problem is he doesn't want to get too high because he's got to worry about that person.
Okay. Now let's say the ball gets quickly passed over to there, right?
Yep.
Okay, now we're in deny.
This person's going to deny.
Okay. And then the guy, the fourth guy.
And then this guy is the easier to defend the two guys now.
Okay. What if the ball is.
Okay. Round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, let's start from the top. Ball at the top again.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, let's say the ball... Okay, the ball's in the middle. The ball gets passed out to the middle, and they quickly throw it to the corner guy. Then that guy's got to get out to the corner.
He's got
to
get out, push him baseline, and then this guy has to come over and double.
If the ball gets thrown to the opposite corner.
This corner?
Yep.
Then the one guy that's defending two has to go out there.
Okay, and then everybody shifts over then to find the open guy. What was happening yesterday is trying to think what was happening yesterday. Okay.
Send me some tape of it and I can look at it.
Oh, yeah. No, I have tape of me teaching it. I'm going to send you. I just couldn't get it up yesterday. I'm so busy doing so many things right now. But okay. All right. We're good with that.
You know what? You know what? I say it's better to be busy than bored.
Oh, no. I'm happy with it. Trust me. Okay. And then teaching during scrimmages for offense.
Yep.
Don't. Okay. So let me give you the scenario. Thank you. I think that was the problem. So we were teaching our three out, two guys in. And then I noticed that when we were doing teaching and slowing it down,
get a little black book like me. I have like 25 of these around my house. Then I write stuff down in it. And then when we have, let them go for 3 or 4 minutes and then boom, 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 teach. Because they're going to learn by doing. You got to let them learn by doing. Part of learning is doing. Part of learning is me teaching you, here's the quadratic. But then I got to let you go try it and figure out, yes, I know it or no, I don't know it. So we as coaches stop them too often. So I literally have to put like 4 minutes on the clock and say, I'm not going to talk for 4 minutes. I'll just let them go. And then
that's so huge. Oh my God.
It's from a teaching standpoint, because it's like, that's why small-sided games and all that, I've been doing that for 30 years. That's why you want to do that, because they will learn, ooh, if I cross over every time, I'm going to get it stolen. Well, they won't cross over anymore. Like, they'll learn. There's been studies on kids, like I don't know if I told you, like, studies on kids when they play games when they're little. They'll have 10 kids and they're at a basketball court and they're playing a basketball game. They will eventually get two even teams. The kids will figure it out because it's no fun if one team's winning every time. So what they do is they take care of it themselves and they eventually change rules and do things to make it even because it's more fun. They'll do the same thing with learning a specific skill. Once you've taught them the skill. Now, the key is you got to teach them a skill. Then you got to reteach the skill the same day. Then you got to teach the skill the next day. And then you got to teach it 3 days later if you really want them to remember it. Morning, beginning of practice, end of practice. Okay. And then the next day. And the first one's a big teaching. The other ones are minis. So the first big teaching is in the morning, like the beginning of practice. At the end of practice, you do a mini teach. The next day you do a mini teach. And then 3 days later, you do another teach.
Got it.
And that way it will sync. It's that's how the brain works.
So let me ask you this then. So basically when we've taught our 3-out-2 in defense with our two bigs, teach them that, let them play 4 minutes.
Let them, and then go do other things. It's literally go do other things. Like I'm going to put my practice plans up on Teach Hoops maybe today or tomorrow once I get them finalized so you can see the first couple days. It literally has taken me a week to do 2 days of practice.
Oh no, it takes me forever.
Forever, because you want to, it's about the building blocks. It's about like, how are they learning and how are they, yes. Are they locked in practice?
Oh, our practices are probably some of the better ones we've had in a long time, coach.
Okay. So locked in, do you use a whistle?
Yes.
Okay. One whistle is freeze. Two whistles is focus.
Oh.
And then when you do a drill, make them double clap and repeat the drill to you.
Excuse me? How does that work?
Okay. So I'll say 3x2 and they'll go 3x2 and then they'll go do the drill. So they're thinking, I'll go, all right, we're doing five man weave. And they'll all say back to me, 5-man weave. So it triggers, they have to repeat what I just said to them. Again, it's a teaching thing. So they're remembering what they're doing.
You're a master teacher.
I'm not a master teacher. Trust me, I am not a master teacher. I literally, in my stats classroom, just year 33, I feel like I'm just getting the hang of it. Swear to God.
I know, coach. All right. So in the last 3 minutes, okay. Attendance and late issues. So what we've done, we don't care what your reasoning is for missing practice. So,
okay. So I'm going to put like, we're in a different world right now. So I've started to reevaluate that this year. That's been my 30.
It's working.
It is. Okay. Okay. Then I won't.
Oh, no. So yeah. So it's working because they see their teammates dragging the 45 pound weight around the court for an hour or doing burpees or so. Like yesterday, they're like, oh, we're not missing practice. I literally had a kid cancel his dental appointment so he could be at practice.
Perfect.
It's working. But what were you going to say?
Saying is with COVID and things like that, there are some extenuating circumstances right now. Like kids might get quarantined and things like
that. Oh, yeah. That's
a whole different world that I haven't really evaluated yet. But yes.
I don't care what your reasoning is. You just got to make it up to your teammates. Now, here's my other one. And we're doing the same thing with late. You're going to pull that thing for however, you know, long we want you to pull. That's what we're doing with lates and misses. But when it's an unexcused absence, I think that should go to playing time.
Well, you don't play. You're not ready to take the test. Like, are you gonna take my calc test when you miss 2 days of class? No, you're not ready. I'm not gonna do that to you.
So you get it one unexcused absence, you're not
unexcused, playing. You sit the next game.
Yeah, automatic. Got you. Okay. All right.
And unexcuses, I just want to go hang out with my girlfriend. Or unexcuses, I just don't show. Excused is grandma died and I got to go to the wake.
Or I have to take care of my little sister or my little brother.
That's not it. Bring your little sister, sit her in the stands and put an iPad on her. Like, whatever, you know.
Ah, okay.
There's always a solution. The problem is there's no solution if you don't talk to me.
My only problem, okay, well, here's the extenuating circumstance on that one is COVID. Bringing the little kid in.
It's a little bit, but you could put her a mask on far away.
Got it.
You're right with COVID, but that's what I always tell my guys. It's like, I can't solve a solution I don't know there's a problem with. There's nothing worse. There's nothing that puts me from 0 to 10 is, hey coach, I'm going to be gone the next 2 days. They tell me the day before and they're going to be gone the next 2 days. What are you talking about? Like, or I got this and I can't change it. It's like, well, why didn't you tell me? Maybe I would have changed practice. Maybe I would have worked with you to make this work. So
unexcused absence. Sit. Okay. Coach, it's 7 o'clock. Thank you, man.
All right. You're welcome. I'm sorry. I didn't know you weren't a morning person. I'll never ask you to get up.
Oh, no, no, coach. This worked out for me perfect because the rest of my day is packed.
Okay. Okay. All right. Perfect. See you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like. We love those. And send me an email, steve@teachhoops.com. Tell me what you want to hear in the future. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.